Hi, and thank you for coming back and joining me for another episode of Let's Talk Business. Remember, you can always reach out to me via email at cadellproducts@gmail.com, which is spelled cadelleproducts@gmail.com. My social media handles are also the same, which is Cadell Products. You can reach me via Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. If you want to reach out to me on email, you can always reach out to me based off of questions, comments, or things that you may have been discussing with other business professionals that you want me to expound on. I gladly do that for you guys. With that being said, let's hop right into the topic. So the topic is going to be using a job to supplement your business. Now, I know you're probably thinking that, wow, I've never heard of that. I've heard of using a business, quote unquote, side hustle to supplement a job. Well, we're going to flip that because you've left the job and now you have the business, so you need something to supplement that. So let's go a little bit deeper. So why do most business professionals leave a job? Well, 9 times out of 10 is because that they are sick of it. You know, they put in the hours, they put in the time, they put in the money, and they're doing pretty well. So they say, hey, you know what? I am tired of the job. I may not like a few coworkers, or I may think that people should do their own endeavors. They want to stretch. They want to go forth. They want to stretch forth their wings. They want to fly. So they want to leave the job. Other reason why they leave is because they make decent supplemental income. You know, they may have been working a job that's paying them XYZ amount of dollars, and the supplemental income is now able to sustain what they were making at their 9-to-5. They can leave the mundaneness of the 9-to-5. They don't have to wake up and deal with certain people that they don't necessarily enjoy working with. So, you know, they say, hey, let me step out. Let me make sure that I can do this thing on my own. And, you know, that's what they do. But what happens when most business professionals leave? Well, this is what happens. Most of the time they do well. You know, they're doing great. You know, the first two years, they are on all cylinders. Everything is clicking. They are making a little bit more than what the supplemental income had brought in. So if they had XYZ for their 9-to-5, the supplemental income stepped in. It not only supplemented their regular work income, but it even took over and made a true income for themselves. And, you know, they're ecstatic about that. But what they don't plan on doing, or what they don't plan on, is the pitfalls. Of course, they may have seen a few ups and downs, or a little bit of slow peaks, or, you know, valleys while they were doing the business, but they didn't plan for any major pitfalls, any major financial pitfalls, any major monetary inconveniences, as I would like to say, that may happen within the first few years of business. Now, I know it's common knowledge that people often say that businesses tend to fail within the first 5 years. But what's not common knowledge is why they tend to fail within the first 5 years. And most of the time, it's going to be within the first 3 years. Most business professionals, as I said, they do well. The first 2 years, everything's on all cylinders. They look at year one, they're going gung-ho, what they were doing during the part-time to supplement. Year two, they look at their products or their services, and they look at what the streamline, what's profitable and what's not profitable. But normally around the end of year two, going year three, you just don't know. You know, sometimes the global economy plays a role into your own personal business economy, and it may slow you down, and it may actually put a hindrance on your business. But that's a major pitfall. Now, what also tends to happen is that most of the time around your second year, most business professionals are truly trying to make their business entity something that's a true business. And what I mean by that is, obviously, you're going to get whatever paperwork that you need to get started, like your LLC or your S-Corp or whatever you choose, whatever entity that you choose to have your business as. But around your third year, now you're starting to look at, okay, well, how to pay yourself, how to make sure that your business has proper bookkeeping, proper payroll. You may be looking at purchasing insurance, health insurance for yourself. You may be looking at purchasing life insurance for yourself. You may even be looking at purchasing an annuity so you can set up something for the future for yourself. But what tends to happen is during this time frame, most business professionals tend to lack or forget that they have not created a true business credit for themselves. Now, a business credit is a somewhat elusive catchphrase or an elusive product, because most business professionals don't know how to create true business credit. True business credit is when you do not have to use your own personal social in order to guarantee that the business is established. Now, we'll go into that in another topic, or if you'd like to hear more about that, just reach out to me and I'll definitely expound more on that. But during that first year when you step, or that first few years of where you step out, those are just some of the few things that can happen. So, what makes you want to use your business to supplement your job? Well, take whatever you did to have your business supplement your job and flip it. Make your job supplement your business, or make a job supplement your business. And what I mean by that is, if you started off, obviously most business professionals start off with the job and the business is supplemented. So now if you have a financial pitfall or something that's, you know, hindering your business growth, which I would say is a good 50 to 60% of why most businesses fail within the first 5 years. It may not even be due to mismanagement. It's just normally due to the growth of the business is superseding the income of the business or the revenue of the business. What ends up happening is sometimes you need that little boost because you may not be able to guarantee the loan that you may look for your business. What most people don't know is that during the first 2 to 3 years, most banks are not looking to fund a business unless you're making an exorbitant amount of money. And even if you are making a pretty good, decent amount of money, what they will like is your business taxes. And normally those are, and they want to know how long you have been in business. And so within the first 3 years, if you don't have enough revenue generated or cash flow in your bank account, because revenue and cash flow are two different things, and banks go off the cash flow because that's how they're going to loan you money. If you don't have enough cash flow into your business, and it shows in your bank account and it shows off your taxes, then they are not going to give you anything. So what do you need to do? You need to make sure that you can supplement yourself through a job. Well, most professionals leave a career in which they are highly qualified in. So what I normally suggest to business professionals is don't be afraid to step out. Step out. Make sure you can get out there. Make sure that you get out there, you're doing well in your business, but plan for certain things. That's why I say it's always good to have goals. Make sure that you plan for certain things. Keep connected to the people who are in the hiring position. Don't say just because you started a business and you're doing well, supplementing your 9-to-5 with your business and you're ready to leave, that you're just going to make a nuisance of yourself and burn every bridge that you possibly can. That isn't wise. Keep connected. Keep in contact with people. Sometimes it's good, hey, you know, a good text, even while you're doing well in your years. You know, how you doing? Just reaching out to you, saying hi, or just reaching out to you, want to know what's going on. This, that, and the others. Just keep connected. Because if you're highly qualified in the area, it doesn't make sense that you throw that skill set away simply because you're in business for yourself. Because you never know when you'll be able to need or have to use that job in order to supplement your business. Also, know your purpose. Know why you're attaining a side job. You're not going to a side job because you want to go back into your old previous career. You're just using the side job in order to make sure that your business can stay afloat in times of economic hardship. Sometimes just getting that little part-time job, and I'm not saying go full-time, but sometimes getting that little part-time job in the career that you were previously in is beneficial. You know, you may have left a career making 50, 60, 70, 80, and upwards, but if it calls for you to go back in to supplement your business, obviously you don't want to take too much time away from what your passion is. So what you want to do is you may want to get something part-time. If you left at 50, you want to get something that can make you around 25 to 30 part-time. If you left at 80, you want to get something that's going to make you around 45 to 50 part-time, if possible. If not possible, then you want to do something else that's going to get you those funds where you don't necessarily have to lean on financial institutions to make sure that you stay afloat. You want to always try to make sure that you stay afloat yourself until you're able to truly establish your own business credit and the business stays afloat solely based off of its cash flow and its equity. Now remember, your side job is purely for supplemental reasons. It's not that you want to leave your business or that you feel as if you're failing the business because you've got a side job. Actually, it's total opposite. You're just making sure that you stay grounded, you stay afloat, and you stay knowledgeable in both areas that you're competent in, which is going to be your business and which is going to be in the career that you were highly qualified in that you left your business for. And remember, there's no shame in a side job. Some people may feel as if, oh, well, if I have to go out and I have to go work, then, I have to work a part-time job, then that means that I failed in business. That is totally the wrong way of thinking. That just means that you're willing to do what you have to do to make sure that your business stays afloat, especially if you're in the third year of your business. That just means that your business is growing, that you're looking for other avenues that's not going to put your business or yourself in a bind or a stressful position. And you want to make sure that you are able to provide your customers with the best service or with the best products that you possibly can, or with the best services and products that you know are the most profitable for yourself and for them. So don't be ashamed if you have to go out and get a side job in order to supplement your business. Matter of fact, I encourage it. Just don't pick any job. Stay within the field that you were previously in. If you were an educator, stay within education. If you were in architecture, stay within that. Whatever your career was and whatever your business is, make sure that you can supplement your business through that side job. Take whatever instances that you use to supplement your job and flip it on its head and make sure now that you're supplementing your business. Because remember, your business is afloat because of you. Once you have established it where you can step away and other people are making those wheels on that cog run properly and smoothly, then you know that you have a true business and that's going to be successful. So hopefully what I told you guys tonight is going to be beneficial to you and it starts up a conversation or it gives you guys the opportunity to think about something that you didn't think about before and you reach out to me. I love to have more conversations with you guys. I also love to hear from you guys. So let me know what you think and once again, happy selling. All right, guys, take it easy.